The rooster who would not be quiet is told in folktale motif by consummate storyteller Carmen Deedy and illustrated perfectly by Eugene Yelshin. The tale begins with a happy community where music and all sorts of voicings and sounds can be heard. After a while, however, people start complaining about the loud noise in the streets and elect a mayor to get the noise under control. With a polite law, he requests the people to stop all loud singing in public. This works well, but the laws keep coming. No loud singing at home, to no loud singing, to no singing. After 7 quiet years, a rooster, having set up home in one of the village's mango trees, awakens the village with his sunrise call. The mayor is furious and tells the rooster to stop singing. But the rooster is singing because the mango tree smells so sweet. The mayor cuts the mango tree down, but the rooster says he will still sing because he has his family around him. When the mayor threatens to kill the rooster says, song will never die, quote, as long as there's someone to sing it, unquote. Meanwhile, the people come from behind shuttered windows and onto the street to sing. The Rooster Who Would Not Be Quiet, written by Carmen Deedy and illustrated by Eugene Yelshin, is an important story for 4 to 8-year-olds and for all who cherish the freedom to sing. This is Sue Ann Martin for the Children's Bookshelf, a production of WCMU. More information about the series, including podcasts and activity questions, can be found at childrensbookshelf.org.